Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Jordan from Peckham, and you're listening to Dane Baptiste Questions Everything. My question is, what do you think about black people and people of colour who accept honours from King Charles III and other members of the royal family? Okay, here comes the show, and remember, question everything.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Dane Baptiste Questions Everything. Coming back to you now with video content. Dane Baptiste is a podcast where myself, comedian, writer, and occasional actor Dane Baptiste, my producer friend Howard Cohen, aka The Hizzer.
Hello.
Question all the things that need to be asked, and we are talking everything from...
We are talking everything from Jordan from London's question. What do you think about black people and people of colour accepting honours from the royal family? Dane.
It's a good question. Do you know what? I mean, I guess I would say... I'm not particularly keen on people continuing to feed into a system where these people continue to siphon money from the taxpayer and live these opulent lifestyles at a time of our most harshest economic crises. But I also understand that some people do identify with the Commonwealth, and I would never individually, condemn somebody who accepts an honour for their contribution to society if they're going to be recognised in one way or another.
Not going to be that easy to break that system from rejecting an honour, right?
Yeah, because I feel like Ian Wright's got an OBE.
This is what I mean. It's a tough gig, isn't it?
Yeah, so for someone like that, it's like, I'm not going to be like, you're a sellout, because it's Ian Wright, so it can be quite difficult.
You know what, listeners, we want to know what you think, so why don't you write in and let us know? And suffice to say, on this show, we ask and answer all the questions, don't we, Dave?
Absolutely, no question. It's too common or too regal. And if you do like the show, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or follow us on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, and you never miss an episode where you can hear our very special questions being asked and answered by our very special guests. With that being said, on today's show is a much beloved and highly respected award-winning comedian. He has been gigging since 19 years of age and has established himself as a circuit headliner and recognized name on both TV and radio. And the motherfucker has barely aged since 19. His TV credits include Mock the Week, Russell Howard's Good News, and Mock the Week. That's just a number of the amount of...
That's completely wrong. I wrote that down wrong. I tell you why I wrote that down wrong, because I've got two children.
Have you done Mock the Week twice? There you go, so that's fine.
Okay, fine.
So his TV credits include numerous appearances on Mock the Week, Live at the Apollo, Russell Howard's Good News, just to name a few. His extensive radio work also includes three series of his own show, Can't Tell Nathan, Kate and Nothing. He also has his own podcast, Tell Me Some Good News, which all contributes to his immense career and unwavering positivity. And you could also check out his comedy special Let's Talk About Vex, available on YouTube right now. He is known as comedy's nice guy. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Nathan Caton.
What's going on, guys? You all right?
Yeah, man. Uxbridge and West London's finest.
Uxbridge. Okay, cool. You guys didn't research. No. Yeah, so I had my first part-time job.
There you go.
Lingerie section, M&S.
Right.
If there's one person that I think should work in laundry in M&S, definitely you, Nathan.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm too seedy. I'm not your guy.
I don't think Howard's intentionally seedy, but Howard's like, yeah, he's not the guy to answer the question.
You don't want
to
cast this guy. No. I don't want to talk to Howard in the lingerie department. That doesn't fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Meet me behind the bars. have you seen women, like, the women who go into M&S for lingerie are like, make like my grandma's friends.
Right. Yeah. Well-to-do, middle-class Caribbean women. You can't tell them nothing about lingerie from Marks and Spencer's. It's the best.
Yeah. I'm 16 at the time. What am I going to do?
I guess encourage those purchases. Working in a lingerie shop must be crazy because, like, well, even shopping for lingerie is weird because there's only one person as a man you could possibly be buying lingerie for.
Yeah.
As I see it. Because if you're saying something, because I feel like a lot of times, sometimes a guy goes in there, he might see like an attractive customer service assistant and be like, oh, yeah, it's for my sister. That's why. And then you just think, it's gone bad. Yeah, Yeah, I think those things have changed as well.
You could work in a lingerie department. You could do that, you know, boys to men voice that you do.
I could do my boys to men voice. Yeah, hello, lady or gentleman, because it's 2023. How can I help you with your purchases today? Yeah, I could do that, and they'd be like, "Get away from me, you fucking creep." Yeah. I don't know. Lingerie shops for me, I reckon the reason why I would struggle there is mainly because of the fact that I have heard some of the horror stories from people who work in underwear. And I think I'd be way too outspoken about that. Mm. And the last thing you want is me having a falling down moment when I'm like, these people are coming in here with dirty crutches and putting on our underwear.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Dane, can we see you in the office for a second, please? You're not in line with Marks and Spencer's vision. Yeah.
What, this skin marks?
Yeah,
skin marks.
That would be me as well. One word, discharge. Yeah, you're going to discharge me? Look at the discharge. And that would be my thing as well. So before we do, I know we need to get into questions, but I wanted to ask Nathan as well, because I don't want to basically shoulder this burden alone. Nathan, what do you think of black people and people of colour accepting honours from the royal family, by the way?
Okay, I don't begrudge anyone who does it, fair play to them. Yeah. But like, if it was me, I'd be like, okay, fine, give me the award, but give me the jewels back.
Yeah, you know
give me something with it.
What comes in an envelope, like money, right? Like a birthday card. Is that if you get a birthday card and it comes from someone who's supposed to be of particular prestige, you think what? And I don't know how much do MBEs and OBEs do they sell for? Can they sell for anything? I just feel like you know,
there should be more to it.
There should be more to it at the very least.
A cash prize.
So if they say Nathan Caton for your contributions to comedy, MBE, what are you saying?
Like. Is there cash with the MBE?
Yeah, that's for me.
What does the MBE stand for?
Yeah, I feel like I'd say I'm happy with the MBE, but I have a few stipulations. How about some tax exemption for at least 6 months? Just, you know, just to let me know what it feels like to be a royal. Because I thought that's what we're doing here. If I'm joining the royal family, can I get some concessions on my tax? That's what I think. And then my other thing would be I want free Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
And cool. I mean everywhere.
And that probably already exists, they just don't tell us.
There's definitely an Illuminati Wi-Fi. It's got to be a thing. Yeah, there's got to be like, you can get free Wi-Fi everywhere. Because normally when you log into a Wi-Fi, before, you obviously need internet in order to get onto the page in the first place. So there's definitely a way that there's some kind of royal Wi-Fi. And then if there isn't, why isn't there? What is the point in this whole pageantry?
Well, before we get shut down, by the Illuminati. It's probably time for a question, isn't it, Dane, as the format of this show dictates?
Absolutely. Nathan, as our very esteemed guest, we'd like to invite you to ask the first question, which could be any question you like, no matter how big, small, intelligent, lowbrow, anything, which we'd like to discuss for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then Howard, my producer friend, would like to pose a question to you to discuss for about a quarter of an hour. And then keeping up with royal tradition, I would like to ask you a question. And after which we discuss for 15 minutes or so, we would love for you to tell our listeners and viewers where they can find out about your good works, past, present, and future. Okay. How does that sound?
Yeah, all good, Bob. Let's do that, man.
All right. Cool. Good. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
No, I don't do that.
We should have prepped you,
It's me screaming the conspiracy theories at you and being like, look at the discharge in these knickers.
Question, what you got?
Okay, here's my question, right? Is it possible to be like a modern day man of equality, right? Not like woke, because I don't like that word, but like conscious of gender equality. Mm. Is it possible to be conscious of gender equality, yet still uphold or still want traditional wedding customs?
Oh,
good.
Now, gotcha. It's important to flag to the listeners that you recently did the deed, mate.
Congrats.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everybody. I'm afraid.
He's
off
gone.
The market.
Yeah, he's gone.
Off the market.
Honours, ladies. Out of here. M&S.
Out of here. Yes, right. That's right.
I'm taken.
No, don't throw those panties over here for a refund or otherwise. Nathan is out.
They stink. the reason why I'm asking that, right, is because, let me give you my situation. Because I feel like I've got, like, you know, we've got like, the devil and the angel on your shoulders. I feel like I've got like the modern day guy and like the old traditional guy.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't know what they wear.
Lingerie.
I think the modern guy is like, and so what? I think very deeply about my underwear. And the other guy's like, I wear whatever she washes.
Nothing.
Yeah. He's just naked with a loincloth. Yeah, like a real caveman.
All right. So, talking to my wife about like changing her name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, there's a part of me who's like, change your name. We're married now, okay? Take my name. But in the other part, the modern guy's like, nah, man, it's 2023. It's equality. Mm. Why does she have to change her name? But in the other guy's like, well, okay, what if you have kids? Okay, then she's gonna have a different surname, right? Kids are gonna have my name, but then the other guy's like, "Well, why are they having my name? Yeah. She's gonna be carrying the child for 9 months, going through labor. If anything, shouldn't I change my name for her hard work.
Look, there's layers here, right? And that's like one layer. So let's deal with that layer first, the name change when you get married. What did you do?
She's double-barreled.
She's double-barreled?
Yeah. She asked
and
me,
you haven't.
That's the thing. She asked me, and straight away I was like, piss off, I ain't doing that shit.
But you know what this name has done? Yeah. Mocked the week twice.
Exactly.
You heard the bio on it.
When you're funny, come back to
me. That's not fitting on the back of a Brentford top.
Wait, don't give me game started. £2 per letter, but nah. Okay, anyway. I was like, no, I'm not changing my name. What am I going to change my name for? I'm the guy. Yeah, right? But then I'm like, am I being a dinosaur? So like, because I believe in gender equality. I've been raised by women, my mum, my grandma. And I just feel like I'm doing them a disservice. You know what I'm saying? By being so old school.
It's tough, no. It's tough because I did the same. My wife, double-barreled. Mm. I stuck with what I've got. And now my kids are, double-barreled. And I've got, so I'm an island.
So you're the one who's...
I'm the island on my own. And, they're button Cohens and I'm Cohen and...
Three against one.
It's three against one.
In the Cohen or the Button Cohen household.
But it doesn't really make sense why we feel that way.
I know, exactly. But I don't know, I feel...
But I stuck to my guns. Yeah. I didn't change, because it felt, I don't know. It's really difficult to explain that. And it almost feels like in generations to come, people won't care. But because we're at the end of the kind of misogynistic, manosphere.
We hope.
We're certainly not in the epicenter of it.
No, like we're in the age of Aquarius.
When we were born, it was an age where you wouldn't even consider this. It is definitely a fervid conversation now. So I can't help but think you end up with a scenario where more and more people will do that. I think.
Oh, I know a few couples who both of them have changed it.
Yeah.
What do you think of those men who have added their names?
Don't get me started on that one.
Tricky. It's tricky. Where do you stand on the name, Dave?
To be honest, I think in what I'd be able to glean from conversations from people that are married is, and I guess people who are detractors from the practice, particularly feminists, is that there's a lot of this idea that it goes with the same tradition as like paying a dowry for a spouse and stuff. And then I guess when it comes to marriage as a civil partnership includes a joining of property and also I guess joining of estates, and so that's where the name comes from, because then if anything happens to you, then your next of kin receives that estate, and that's the reason why they would get your name as well.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
So I guess
there's the logic,
fiscal and the fiscal aspect to it as well. I think for a lot of people that I've spoken to, marriage and also by that extension starting a family is the reason why, because you want I guess your family to be under the same umbrella for the same reasons as well.
Yes, exactly.
Myself personally, having a manager who was as a staunch feminist and was like, I would never take my husband's surname, and that kind of seemed fine for them, and then they have a son now, so they I guess they almost facetiously refer to him with both their surnames kind of squished together, right. I think so I guess for me it's like I'm easy in terms of like, if I'm marrying somebody, that's something between us two. I want the other person to feel like an equal and also feel, and by that token, their needs or wants to be indulged within reason. Yeah. So I think if we were just getting married, I probably wouldn't care as much.
Right.
I think it's more for me, I would probably...
Business, right? It's business.
It's more the business part of it, because that's what marriage is really. But it's business. And it's very expensive. But for me, I think most of the time it's been where children are concerned and making sure, I guess, they have a stable or they have stability to come into, and there's an idea of knowing where you come from and lineage. But I don't think that's necessarily affected by changing a surname. But it's a long-winded answer, but because for me... My experience has always been with partners, when I discuss the idea of marriage or children, they've always been like, I'm taking your fucking name.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that might be just because Baptiste is a nice name to add on.
Right, it's popular.
Yeah, it's not that unique, so people don't hear that often. But yeah, in all my experiences with partners, they've always been like, I'm taking your name. Yeah. My kids are definitely having your name.
Maybe it's my surname.
Yeah.
Caton. Mine was Satan.
you need
But that's just one layer, though. The name's just one layer to what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
there's other layers to it. So, like, the wedding, did she get given away by
her? Yeah, she was given away by her dad and her brother. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It was all very traditional. I attended the reception. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, of course.
It was a wonderful ceremony and with a beautiful bride.
That's a weird thing that a lot of people reject. And I didn't reject it. In fact, at my wedding, like, I didn't get given away, but I walked in. Why don't the guys get to walk in?
Women get to
walk in. Yeah, women get to walk in.
Someone carrying your train. Why can't I lift my veil?
I had like four nephews with me.
Sorry, ladies. Off the market now. Take one last good look at the crown jewels.
Give it a swirl.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I had four nephews with me. I played a song from Big Lebowski. It was like my greatest moment. You know,
that was a bit of innovation on the traditions. That's how I mean. It had a procession.
That's
as
why
well.
I think that the kind of the balancing it out that was an easy option, yeah. But that was in my favour because otherwise I'm just standing there waiting for her, and she's always late, so I don't want to be waiting too long. But yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It's the balancing out stuff.
Because when you think about it, like all the traditions, they are quite misogynistic if you think about it, right?
Where marriage is concerned, I'd say yes.
Yeah. But it's like,
even when we look at like when a woman proposes and someone says like, oh, she proposed to me, we all go, all right, that's new, I guess.
The rule is every leap year?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would have been 2020 then, right?
Right.
My then girlfriend, now wife, she said, she was like, what if I proposed to you this year? I was like, no, shut up. You wait for me to ask a question, yeah?
If you go down on your knees and ask a question, I'll be very disappointed, madam. Worst birthday ever.
but I couldn't get my head around it. It's like, why would you propose to me? No, it's going to be another way. I'm the man, I do it. But I'm like, why am I being so old school about it? Like, come on. I was raised by strong women, like, if any man tries to tell my mum or grandma what to do, are you mad? Get slapped. So why am I being so old school about it?
Yeah. See, I think it's also the image of marriage that's been suggested to us as well, that most people's understanding of marriage in the West is very, I guess, patriarchal. And a lot of the practices do fall in favour of men in terms of, like, you have to source an engagement ring and, you know, propose. But then the other part is the father of the bride covers the cost of the wedding. And he gives the daughter away, and there's so many traditions, I guess, that are very much rooted in gender, and
the idea that the woman doesn't do a speech.
Oh yeah.
Why was the bride not do a speech? That's fucking mental, isn't
my
it?
Wife did.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Is it good? Not as good as yours, but yeah, it was good.
She wasn't funny. Yeah.
It was right for a first try.
Come back, do another five next week, yeah?
In another 6 months.
Yeah, bring a couple of people.
She might go up to a 10. She can do 10 minutes here.
It'll be a bringer next time, mate.
It's all right.
I don't know. I don't think it is easy, because I think the institution is always going to be rooted in a kind of patriarchal society. You know, it's just never going to go away.
And also our minds as well. I think, you know, it's a good question, because it really is about us confronting some of the more deeply rooted notions we have of patriarchy and masculinity. And sometimes they come to the surface when you're confronted with new things. Because I guess, for example, like, obviously we're talking about, like, you know, the pageantry that's associated with a woman and being a bride and being given away. But obviously in a post-civil partnership era where we can have same-sex couples and couples who don't even subscribe to binary ideas of gender are being able to have unions as well now, it's kind of, I guess, expanded the whole kind of thing. And I don't think anyone loses out of that. I don't think it has any direct effect on your masculinity and standing as well, because I feel like you could observe, there are marriages, as I said, for me, I see a large amount of marriage being very business focused. And a lot of the time, even when we see, you know, prestigious couples like the royals having weddings and stuff, there is a lot of stuff I think that happens behind the scenes. And I also think that, you know, there's, I think a lot of time, very little of it is to do with love in terms of the execution of a marriage, even though love predicates normally people entering into one, which is funny enough. So I guess I try to think that, like, if love is the reason why I'm choosing to marry somebody, and, you know, the vows include trying to honor and obey them, then I normally try and do what they want in terms of, like, if it's a thing that I think is very important to them and it's like sacrosanct for them to hold on to their name, then I totally understand that. But I guess the reason why I've never really been that indignant about it is because I understand that, like, with marriage, the whole business thing, because for most people, the name thing is about lineage.
Yeah.
Because even names and surnames and stuff are all very new things. Particularly being a descendant, everyone here is descendants of slaves, really.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we've either had to, have our names changed under duress or been our names taken from us, or had to anglicize them for protection.
Yep.
So I think I understand why it's important for people to kind of keep those names, because a lot of time, particularly from our communities, there is a lot that goes behind that name. So if that is
my mum's face when I said to her, "Oh, I'm thinking of taking Tara's name."
Really?
Yeah. That was the moment I was like, "Oh, right."
Are you the only son?
No.
Not even only son.
No. Not even close. She got two others and they're already married. So, but they didn't change their name. So that's,
Okay.
It's tough, isn't it? So it's tough. Look,
but it also depends. I think, it depends as well, is that, like I said, I think status is a big part of it, because let's say by some poor and unhappy coincidence, Jay-Z and Beyonce get divorced. Oh no, touch wood, almost. Mm. Anyway, Beyonce and I, we meet up by some strange happenstance, and through a number of machinations I won't go into now, we decide to get married.
Right.
But Beyonce is like, if I'm going to go by Knowles Baptiste, you also got to go by Knowles Baptiste.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say no to Beyonce.
No, well, of course.
Because that's the status thing, where by becoming Knowles Baptiste, I now become the Duke of the Black LGBT community.
Yeah.
And that comes with a lot of responsibility that I'd be,
You were the king of Bootylicious.
Yes, I'm the king of Bootylicious. And by that token, I'm happy to take that on board.
Well, so listen, to me, you're already the king of Bootylicious. I mean, that's another story.
Where's my coronation?
Yeah, another story. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Nathan, thank you for bringing it to the show, mate.
I
hope it's helped. Us talking about it. Has it helped?
Oh, yeah, it's helped me. Can just vent.
Good. We haven't solved it. Because that's still going to remain.
Yeah, no,
you're still going to have to live with that for the rest of your days.
Next time you see me, I'm going to have a different surname.
We can re-edit this one. My question this week is based on, reading some more stuff about you, as I always should do when a guest comes on. And your special that's on YouTube at the moment is called?
Let's Talk About Vex.
Yep.
Free on YouTube. Check it out.
Listeners, Vex, not everyone will know what that word means.
Vex is just
interestingly, potentially
angry.
Off. Yeah. So just wanted to make that clear, because there might be people who don't know what we're talking
not
about.
Not like Vex.
No, but Vex is the abbreviation of the term vexed.
Yeah. So I just think a lot. Not everyone.
Some people might not know Vex is. Yeah, it's a colloquial term, which is like an abbreviation of the word vexed, to become angry or enraged. But Vex is a spectrum.
Yeah, definitely. My question is quite a simple one, because like I bet you've probably covered this a bit in your show. Yeah. What are some of the things that vex you that shouldn't? Because some things in life should vex you. Like, let's be honest.
It should.
Yeah. There's stuff like we can get annoyed about. But are there things in your life that you get wound up about that, when you actually think about it in the cold light of day, should you really get bothered about this stuff? Do you sweat the small stuff, Nathan, or are you just a happy, nice guy?
No. That's a facade, bro. okay, just little things.
Literally anything, because I just think, look, doing a show called that, I bet you must be.
Okay, I'll say it because it pissed me off like yesterday morning. Right, when I go to the gym, I'm swimming, and there's like slow people or walking people in the fast lane. I'm like, it's called a fast lane for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, move Doris and Agatha. Because it's always two old white ladies.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is a problem.
Walking and yapping away. It's like, no.
This is not why I bought you these swimming costumes, ladies. So you're taking my channels and the swimming buffs.
Stay in your lane, which is the big generic pool where you can chit chat. Let the swimmers do their thing here.
I don't think, just to say what annoys, vexes me, like, I don't think I could be in a pool with a stranger and enjoy it.
Okay,
if I'm honest with you.
What do you think's going to happen?
I just don't want them there.
I just had this experience recently, just came back from holiday, and I'd heard and never experienced the culture of sunbed and pool annexation by German tourists.
Right, yeah.
But now I got to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And got in Himmel. Was ist los, Deutsch people? What's going on? Like, you guys need to understand, like, the sun has barely risen, and these people are already out here securing their spot by the pool for the entire day. You are going to get breakfast, which in itself was a zoo.
Yeah.
Of basically a human trough of despair and greed. But before in you, are, yeah, and yeah, before you've even, before your eggs have even been over easy flipped, these people's, their towels are down, yeah, their kids are already in the pool, yeah, they are making a human ramen in that pool. And I was just like, do you know what? I cannot be a part of human ramen.
I mean, holidays are a good place to get vexed because obviously you're there to not get vexed. Yeah. But that's the good, that's a reason you're going to get annoyed, right?
But did you not join in, like wake up early and do it?
I'm not doing that on holiday.
But you got, that's how you, do you want to see or not?
You know what? I want the right to do nothing more than I want the right to assert my right to a sunbed, I guess. Because don't get me wrong, a few days I was able to get a sunbed in the end.
Yeah.
And then there was a whole separate battle and skirmish just to get a sun, umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
One of the umbrellas, yeah. Because these guys will line them up for their whole family. Mm. Of only five people. Five people don't need three umbrellas. These people are monsters. And yeah, I just think for me, I just made it a point of principle. I'm not fighting. I'm not working on holiday. I'm not being regimented on holiday because that's what they do. They wake up at this time, breakfast at this time, you get your towel at this time. And sometimes it turns out that they would leave the towel there the whole time, go away, go on an excursion, still leave it there. Like, and for me, that's just, that's past the point of passive aggression. Now it's just hostile.
I've done that.
These are hostile takeovers. I'm sure we've all done things we're not proud of, but I'm saying that sustained hostility for a week.
But is it worth getting vexed about that? Probably.
Yeah.
I think probably because you're on holiday and so anything that infringes your enjoyment, I kind of get it. Whereas like there's some things in life, like, I mean, I kind of think you take your swimming quite seriously then.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so you don't want someone fucking with that. No, so I'd argue you should get vexed about that.
Yeah, because I'm there to do my laps, not
He's not saying they shouldn't be there.
No, it's just
you in the wrong... segregation.
Get in your... get in your lane.
Back in the 60s. Yeah.
Literally get in your fucking lane, ladies.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
man. Stay in your fucking lane.
I think there's so many things that I often think about in my life where I just think, I realise I just shouldn't get bothered about it. That's the bit that I think, I don't mind getting annoyed. You should get annoyed at that.
Okay.
Whereas, I get angry at people's timekeeping. I'm aware I was late for this record. That was because I got lost.
I didn't say anything, Lucas.
Yeah, I got lost. I got lost.
We were both Rachel about Howard's punctuality. Yeah, but,
I'm famous for my punctuality, but you know, I got lost. Anyway, but like other people's timekeeping, fuck me, do I get angry. Like, my wife, like, she can tell me that she's going, I'm just going upstairs just to get changed. Yes. That should be, like, 5 minutes tops. Tops. Just putting clothes on. You're not going anywhere.
It depends on the occasion, doesn't it?
And also, Howard
PJ's
is the wrong,
into clothes.
Howard, you are the wrong person.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
To criticize anybody's ensemble, because you and I both know that you are, what isn't fashion ignorant, it's more fashion apathetic.
Yeah, you I mean, give a fuck literally about Homer Simpson, the same thing every day. But she's
like
not.
It's you, Steve Jobs, and Dr. Dre, and it's basically
Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Peter Griffin, same thing in the wardrobe. Don't
like, you know, to me, it's like you go upstairs, you change out your pajamas into what you're going to wear, and you're at home with our baby. So they're not going out to like a show. What are you doing for 15 minutes?
I don't know, writing a long ass name. If I had one name, you'd be quicker.
But I don't think I should get annoyed about it. I don't think I should. I think I should just accept, you know, she's doing stuff.
Yeah, if you're not going anywhere, then what's the big deal?
I just can't help still it.
Think of it as like you time. You could peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's your time. And also, I also feel like she is, because Tara emphasizes sustainability, so she's just not wearing clothes for the sake of it.
No, of course.
But you know, keeping the fires burning.
Oh, maybe,
you know, making an effort. You know, costume change. I won't lie. I do a few costume changes at home sometimes myself.
Yeah.
You know, every now and again, just keep it rotated.
How long
it fresh.
Does it take?
It's pretty quick.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick-ish. But you know, I'd argue that putting on clothing that is more targeted towards men or cis men is probably a bit easier. And I wear a lot of loungewear or sweat stuff anyway, so it's cool. But I get where you come from. I was like because it's one of these things where timekeeping and I think for me, and it's similar, is that trying to get vexed about stuff that you shouldn't get angry about revolves around becoming angry about things you can't control.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's what it is, because you can't control what other people, where people are swimming to, you know, where oblivious they are. And you also can't control like how long your wife takes to get dressed. I mean, you can, but that's a very different type of marriage.
Yeah.
And a it's whole different and a very different type of podcast.
Yeah. That's the misogyny right there.
Red peel.
I'm not that guy. I'm just not that guy. Like,
if you're going out, do you tell your wife an earlier time so that she's actually on time?
Yeah, sometimes,
Does it work?
Sometimes,
Oh, yeah, nice.
I do that as well.
Being late for stuff or like people being bad at arranging things, that fucking... should I get that annoyed about that?
No, why?
Like, if I said I'm meeting you somewhere for something and then you never get back to me and then it doesn't happen, then you say, oh, we should have done that thing. It's like, well, you didn't fucking respond. No, what are you not responding for?
Blue ticks destroying friendships around the world. Okay. That's why.
Do you get annoyed like when you're WhatsApping someone and then instead of WhatsApping you back, they call you back? It's like, why are you calling for?
I've established this
is a WhatsApp conversation.
If I wanted to speak to you, I'd have called you in the first place.
No offense, mum. I love you, but WhatsApp me. Don't call me.
I don't like it when people, I can see they're typing while I'm still sending the messages.
Oh, okay.
You can see I've started the messages. Just wait until I'm done. Because what you're going to respond is going to be answered.
I'm
going to
include it in my address.
This is what I mean. Before any questions. Give me time. Make me angry.
Unfortunately, the irony is that discourse would probably happen a lot better if you actually called somebody.
Yeah.
No. But it's not always opportune to call somebody. Hey, Nathan, I'm on your side. My mum sends me voicemail sometimes.
Yeah, oh, you know what?
See, Lucas, not to be condescending, do you even remember voicemails?
I think, I don't even know how I would access them.
This is what I mean, because voice notes, yes.
Yeah, but
voicemails?
Yeah, it's just my mum, no one else.
No one else.
You can turn it off. Just so
like
you know.
A person that's like still using a phone which can locate my location via satellite anywhere on earth and you are still treating it as if it comes to the answering machine. Yeah. That's a real dinosaur, Nathan. Don't worry about your traditional problems. These voicemails, they have to end. That's what I think.
It's a weird thing that getting annoyed about something that ultimately you know you shouldn't, because it is a waste of energy. Yeah. That's what I often feel.
On that point, I've got my one, I think, which is two things. The first one is football results. And that's a controversial one.
Yeah, okay.
That, because
I mean, they've got to end
there's
the
getting,
games.
There's getting vexed, but then, and then there's getting really vexed. Now, I don't think I've gotten really vexed. I've had family members who have picked fights with me based on the outcome of football games. they've actually wanted to come to fist fights. You probably remember it. I think Arsenal may have beat Man United in order to win the league, and this was like...
2002.
Sometime around that, yeah. So that'd be one instance. Or maybe slightly earlier.
1998?
I think it was 98.
We did it twice.
Yeah, so it was 98. Yeah. So that was one. And my twin slapped me over an Arsenal game, only for years later to end up supporting Arsenal.
Oh,
because her boyfriend did.
What?
Again, another conversation for another podcast. That happened.
Wow.
I've never gotten that angry, but I think historically...
People getting angry at football results.
People get angry at football results. Only because I just feel like... It's one. It goes back to the thing where it's like I understand the frustration. It's just one of these things where it's like because I kind of have no effect on it.
No,
what can I do really? I mean, I can scream at these guys, or I can show up at the ground and scream into their luxury vehicle window.
So you're getting vexed. The people getting vexed.
Yeah, but I think obviously it's because people will attach themselves to institutions, whether it's a football team or anything else, and watching someone else deprive pride from something they also had no hand in also makes me vexed. So it's not even so much like. My team's lost. It's hearing somebody who supports, say, Man United, who has never been further outside of London than Watford, being like, "Yeah, we're the best." Yeah, and then it's like, "Where's Man United? Where's Manchester on a map?" And they're like, "Fuck off! I don't know. I love Ryan Giggs." And look how that turned out, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes me angry. But I think the main one for me, and it's the one that I've needed the most help with over the years, driving.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, Jesus,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
You talk about angels and demons. There is a demon and there is a demon from a lower circle of hell on my shoulders when I'm driving. Like, we talk about cancellation all the time. I can tell you freely, everyone in this room, God forbid they ever put a listening device in my car when I'm driving. Because that my bad. Goodness, there's been times when I'm just like, no, Dane, you are not tolerant of anyone. You're not tolerant of anyone. Like, there's been times where I've like watch films like Batman when he's got like the car kitted out and the thing to flip other cars over, and I'm like, yeah, man, that would be all right. That's what I'd have. Like, there's definitely been times where I was like, if I had the money, I would fit my car with all of the James Bond-esque accoutrements. Maybe not the shoulder-mounted machine guns, but like the road tax and the oil slicks. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of scaled down to like, instead of having like a horn to beat people, why doesn't that work like a megaphone so I can just amplify what I'm saying and just be like, you're 5'5". There is no reason why you should be driving an SUV. You can't see over the fucking steering wheel.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big car, they can't manage it. Why exactly. Are you in the big car?
I know you think you're a good parent bringing this big car on the school run, but showing up at the gates in a Range Rover, you have already failed them.
Yeah.
And like,
I tell you what that really fucks me off in driving is when you're driving along and there's not enough room, so you have to keep tucking in.
Yeah.
But the tuck in, people are fucking selfish.
No, the aggressive people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, come on, move over a bit. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to move. There's no space on it.
Exactly. And now no one can move because you're a dick.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it hurts me that I don't have the instruments to either come in on that person's radio or to loudly announce that they are a dick.
Right.
And just be like, you are way too gassed about having an A-class Mercedes. It's a Volkswagen Golf with a slightly higher price, and you're gassed off that emblem. You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Which I probably wouldn't bode well for me on a larger scale.
No, it will end up in prison.
Or my insurance premium going up.
No, that's over.
But I think for me, definitely,
that's like, some kind of like, you know, angry Batman type character.
Like airdrop between phones, airdrop between cars.
You should be able to communicate. Just log into that person and just be like, you know, like, yeah, exactly that, and just be like, what the fuck is your problem? Yeah.
Lexus,
problem?
Why don't you fuck off, mate?
Yeah. We should be able to.
Baby on board. There's no baby. Just drive the car.
But don't get me wrong. It's not just motorists that I have this anger towards. Also, people who ride bikes. Now, I want to make a very sure we make a distinction between cyclists and people who ride bikes.
I completely agree with you.
Because there is a difference. Because cyclists have to wear high-res gear.
Yeah.
They have to wear helmets.
Yeah.
They have to obey.
And know how to fucking cycle.
They have to know how to fucking cycle. And they also have to obey the same traffic signs that we do as motorists.
Yeah.
But then there are people who ride bikes. And they ride bikes with corduroys on, with no protective gear, and they've got their loose trainer, vintage trainers, dangling by the spoke of their wheels, and they have a rolled cigarette in their hand, and there might be a puppy on their fucking back.
Mate,
they just come back from a kennel, and now they've got a fucking rescue, and they're on their way to baby yoga to show this fucking dog off. And these people piss me off. Are you because they don't obey the road signs, they go through red lights.
Yeah. And when the green man's on there.
Mate, I tell you what, as a driver and a cyclist, and a proper cyclist, may I add, people who undertake me, I'm like, what fucking planet do you live on when you? Yeah. We all know as drivers what you don't undertake. As a cyclist, when you get someone undertaking you, and a guy undertook me the other day, and we both ended up someone in red light. And so I said to him, geezer, what are you undertaking me for? It's like a bit. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, undertaking. He's like, what do you mean? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Get off my fucking road.
You started way too high with it, Howard. My question would have been, why didn't your mother swallow you, fuck? That's how I started.
I once, hit a cyclist.
Yeah.
Right.
With your fist.
I wish. Like, he was a prick. I'm in my car, going to the gym. Right. So say I'm driving down the road, traffic up coming the other way. The bus stops to let me turn right into the gym. Okay. Mm. The bus stops. I start turning. Cyclist comes on the underside of the bus, spinning out of nowhere, undertakes the bus and goes into my car. If I was going any faster, it would have been horrific. But the fact is, I would have got in trouble. He's undertaking a bus.
Yeah.
I would have been the one who got done for it.
But what we say, we talking cyclist or somebody on a bike?
Somebody on
a
bike.
Get a helmet on.
Okay. Well, this guy needs to call in and we'll deal with you in our own time.
I just think for me, like, because now there's the new formula now, because of the gig economy, you see a lot more people on like mopeds because they're doing deliveries and stuff.
Yeah.
And also, it's a very good way of being able to transport drugs under the guise
of
like delivery driver or just it's a great way of being able to transport drugs and other illicit goods. And I have nothing against that. No judgment. We're in a gig economy and it's an economic crisis.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot of danger stuff, and I see these guys kind of weaving between traffic, and they come out of nowhere and stuff.
No.
Because very clearly they probably haven't had to pass the like cycle proficiency you need to get, because you don't need a professional license to ride a moped. And so once people have that, they start going out of there. But I think for me, again, it's one of these things where you live in a built-up metropolis. There's going to be traffic, especially now with the water building and diversions. And a lot of time, there's nothing you can do. But I can't tell you how many times I have my window has gone down, and I've been like, I need you to understand. When I run you over, yeah, at the most, I might plead guilty to manslaughter and get a suspended sentence or maybe community service. You'll still be paralyzed. Yeah? Or there'll be an empty seat at your fucking dinner table at Christmas time. And you know what? I won't be sad. And I think I need to maybe address that.
Yeah,
I think you vexed, you know.
Well, that's definitely lots of things that gets us as vexed. Listeners, what gets you vexed? And maybe not as much as Dane. But it's thanks for answering the question. Dane, your question, please, to wrap up this episode.
It's interesting because
it feeds.
To pick Nathan's brain about what pisses him off. Because for me, I've always seen you as someone it's very hard to piss off.
Okay.
And when people...
We can try. We've got 15 minutes left.
When people ask me about Nathan Caton, I'm always like, it's such... Aesthetically, it's an amazing paradox in that this is a man, what, 6'3"?
6'2".
Yeah.
And
swims 6'2", like a demon.
Swims, yeah. Built like the body of a defensive lineman with the heart of an angel. One of the nicest people I've met.
Carlton Banks and Will Smith's body.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking pre or post Oscars Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say Ali Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, post Ali Smith. But yeah, always a good guy, always courteous, which in a solitary art form and industry is always very rare to find.
Yeah.
And obviously, even now in this in the studio, was only happy to come down and be a guest. So we're very grateful for that. I guess the question is really because... I find a lot of time, as you can tell, just from driving alone, maintaining a sense of niceness can be difficult for me sometimes. But, you know, I normally bring it home. But I also feel like nowadays, like, there has been a lot of the idea of being nice, particularly with men, as we're discussing about the flux of, like, gender roles, has changed. And sometimes, like, now a nice guy... comes with the same connotations or the same kind of like innuendo behind it as describing someone as like an alpha, say, or a man's man. So I guess my question to you, Nathan, is that how do you maintain your niceness? And also, what your definition is of a nice guy? I should also add as well, just for more context, that I came to watch Teenage Mutant Nathan Caton in Edinburgh
years ago.
Yeah, and I remember talking about your life experiences and stuff, and don't mind talking about, like, you know, your family experiencing, like, you know, domestic abuse and stuff like that as well. And there's a lot of trauma that you discussed that I feel like a lot of time tends to harden people's hearts, and it definitely seems like it's had the opposite effect on you.
Okay,
let's see if it's true.
Let's see if it's true. So I'd say, like, you know, what do you think makes someone a nice guy? And
how do you keep so fucking nice, man?
How do you keep so fucking nice? Because there was like three people that I wanted to slap just on the way here. No, you don't, Lucas. You're cool, man. You're right.
For now.
I don't know. Just I guess I was just raised to be, you know, polite, have manners, all that, you know. Like, so it's kind of ingrained, instilled in me, you know what I mean? Like, if I do something wrong, I can hear my mum, my grandma's voice in my head going, I go kill your boy. So, yeah, you know what I mean? Be a nice guy. Happy, put out positivity, you get it back.
Your happy upbringing, is that what you're describing? You're saying, like, it was like there was happiness in the family?
There was happiness and just...
Or principled upbringing.
Yeah. Principles and manners, you know. You carry yourself a certain way, you know. Just be a good person, you know what I mean? I guess that's... there isn't anything that I think I have to be nice. It's like, no, just... Be a nice person.
Because to the rest of us, because I've met you many times over the years, you know, I first met you a fucking long time ago when I used to work with a guy called Bert, who we all remember. Bert fucking hell. Yeah. Shout out to Bert. lovely man. But, like, you know, you dealt with him and he was that's a crazy guy, you know. And, like, the disposition never changes. Like, whereas, like, you know... You've seen how fucking fired up me and Dane get about getting vexed and, like, you know, and, like, you know me, just the average, but...
It's, people, it's, people, actually, I, people will think I like being angry. There's almost a way to describe. Yes. People like they likes being angry. Like, and yeah, and if people were to read my Twitter, I could see that they might think that, you know, this guy he finds his peace in the rage.
Yeah, but that word peace is actually the key thing. Is you have an inner peace, Nathan? That has to, maybe it is just comes from your upbringing, mate.
I guess. I mean, yeah. There's nothing that I particularly do. I'm just
the swimming. It's not the swimming that's done it.
If those two old ladies decide to move, then fucking hell. But no, I don't know. I guess I'm just a chill kind of guy. I mean, Andrew, you saw my brother at the wedding. Yeah. He's proper like laid back, like right. Almost horizontal. But I guess I just just chill, man.
God, I fucking hate him, don't you? Absolutely makes me sick.
No, you'd want to, but you can't. That's my point.
I just don't. It's like you're an alien to me, and that's why Dane's question, I think, is that's why you're so interested, right? Because it's alien. Like,
I get annoyed and pissed off at stuff, but I guess come back down to it.
Do you say like stuff like fish? You say, oh, fish, or you know, like.
Oh no. Have you seen me when I watch football or basketball?
Yeah. Fiddlesticks.
Oh fudge! Try again next time.
New Edinburgh show called Fiddlesticks. But I don't know, because for me. It's so ingrained, and I've actually had to deprogram. I told you about this before, right? That deprogram myself to not just get constantly wound up. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas you sound like you don't have any programming to make you go.
No, I get wound up.
No, but I mean, it's not inbuilt in you. It's like I say about the cumulative effect of my wife taking 15 minutes to get changed is like, you know, by this point, I'm like, how many years in? I'm like, for fuck's sake, like, I'm absolute. I've got to relearn life, right? You don't feel, I don't see you ever having to do that.
No. Oh, trust me, when it comes to my wife, trust me, there's plenty of time, I'm like, woman, you know. But you just, I don't know, you kind of just decompress, put it back and be like, okay, you know what, forget it. Give me some time to myself.
I suppose that's actually an interesting way of looking at it. What brings you that peace? There must be things in your life that give you that then.
For me, at the moment, I'm just playing PlayStation.
Right.
Sit down and play PlayStation, half an hour. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
What games are you talking?
FIFA, NBA.
Right, standard.
Any Grand Theft?
I've got a really, really old one on the PS3.
Okay, because I only asked because I feel like Grand Theft and the whole kind of sandbox layout might allow you to kind of carry out the aggressions that you normally have.
You know what? I'm shit at that game, right? I failed a mission because I stopped at red lights.
Oh my God.
I was taking time.
That's how nice a guy Nathan Caton is. Nathan Caton's that nice. That he plays Grand Theft Auto by the rules.
Picks up sex workers, takes them to the restaurant, decides to eat, drops them back off on the corner, being like, take care of yourself.
The only guy who completed all of the community service on Grand Theft Auto without committing a crime. Really weird.
It's Grand Theft Auto Utopia.
I reckon you got people in your life, family, friends, they all. I bet they all just fucking love you, don't they?
They do. I saw it with my own eyes. Yeah.
This is why I'm bringing up, bring it back to the wedding, right? Because, we're talking about mate, but like.
There was very little like of the normal fare you get during a best man speech or like describing the groom as being like, he's a bit of a dick, but he's all right now. It was all glowing. A lot of men choking back tears.
Really?
Yeah, lots of lumps and lots of throats of people being like, that's my guy right there!
Really? That doesn't surprise me.
A lot of positivity, which because you know you think like you know maybe it's a facade while he's at work, but no, the same guy at home it seems.
That's what you think.
No, Nathan, I know.
Look, I think it takes a lot to be nice. It doesn't take a lot for you to be nice, and I think my wife often actually because I think nice is one word. I think kind.
Yes.
Just to make it slightly different is actually a really. That's actually a quality that we really undervalue. Mm. It's not easy to be kind.
No, it definitely isn't easy to be kind. I think one of those, was it Dostoevsky said something about it? It's normally that when you feel, people can hurt you.
Yeah.
When you feel nothing, you hurt people.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it. Because I feel like I definitely endeavor to be a kind person and also. Practice integrity, and I say that not because it's like I feel like it's something I'm not able to do. I just think that those are things that have to be ongoing because you can become very complacent and sometimes smug if you're like,
And I think, and that's the thing, I think there's a big difference, especially in this world nowadays, where there's a big difference between living well and being a good person.
Mm.
And I think a lot of the time those things get conflated. So for example, people be like, well, I'm a vegan, so I'm a good person. But really, I think being a good person is recognizing that having the privilege to choose your diet is a privilege that not a lot of people on this planet have.
Mm.
And you should definitely be conscious of the fact that there are a lot of people out there whose dietary practices are more of a function of culture and circumstance rather than being able to make the conscious decision and being like, I'm going to have no meat in my diet. Because some people, it's like, well, if I don't eat this, I die.
Yeah.
So, or some people are like, well, if I don't work in this abattoir, I can't feed my family.
Yeah.
Or if I'm not involved in this aspect of the livestock trade industry, I'm not able to make a living. So that's the thing, the difference. Or it's like the difference where people are like, well, you know, I like to kind of center myself and do yoga. And I'm always kind of like, I'm very cynical of anybody who does yoga but doesn't have any Asian friends. or has never been to India, or has never really met anybody who or any of the cult community that are the progenitors of yoga. I'm always like, how come that part of that culture is fine, but you don't really seem to accept other parts of it? Because a lot of people are like, I do yoga, would have very different views of the people who are from the country which that was created.
So I think to be the nice guy, respect, man. It is when you meet someone who's not. How do you feel? I like to think you go and fucking give loads of shit. You know, like, come on, then. Did you see this guy? He was fucking old. You know.
Now you know what? I said this to my wife the other day. But I can just cut them from like, okay, you know what? Like, you do you, I'm gonna do me. We don't have to interact. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, whereas my wife, she'll have to, you know, let's say something.
Right.
Let them do their bullshit. They're not affecting me. Fine.
I bet you're great to go on holiday with.
Yeah, that's a great. I think that's a very good approach.
Be a great guy to go on holiday.
Do you know,
at least you can wake up early to get sunbed.
I'm not doing that shit on holiday. I'm sorry. I'm not waking up the same time I'd wake up to go to work to get a fucking sunbed.
You can stand while I'm lying there with my cocktail.
I mean, I've been at places where, you know, really you should go on a holiday where you don't need to fight over this kind of thing in the first place. That's what I'm working towards. Because I guess another reason I asked the question as well is that you and I both being young, well, not young, so much young anymore, but both Caribbean and being black men over the size. Over 6 foot.
Yeah,
I think that there is a lot of connotations about that aesthetic.
Yes,
and lots of suggestions of aggression. And I wonder if that plays a factor into your demeanor at all, or is it just something natural? Because a lot of time, you know, we hear comedians joke about the fact that you've got to take your bass out of your voice when you're dealing with industry or speaking to certain people.
Yeah,
or you kind of have to tone it down a bit. Do you ever find yourself almost having to shrink? Is that part of it as well, do you think? Or
no, it's not me having to shrink. It's just who I am. I probably find that funny. I like, they see me and think, oh, okay, this guy must be aggressive. It's like, guys, I'm chill.
Could it be further from the truth?
If anything, you probably knocked me out. Okay, just relax. Chill.
I didn't even believe that.
Well,
to be honest with you, I would love to know who the hell would ever want to put their hands on you. That person would have to be insane and probably a bike rider.
You should have seen a gig, was it 2 weeks ago? There was some guy went to a start something. He thought I was being racist. Because I was talking about being married to an Indian woman, because my wife's Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And he got offended by that. He's like, this guy's racist.
Was he Indian?
No, wasn't Indian. Wasn't black. you know.
So this Polish man. I get it as well. See, and that's the difference, Nathan, because me, I'd have been like, wait there till I finish this sit. And when I come off the stage, and maybe I need to be much more of a...
We could all do with being a bit more Nathan Kahan, I think.
No.
Trust me, honestly.
Oh, we definitely
You've seen the world out there, Nathan. We need it, mate.
I've never
heard
anyone say anything bad or have anything substantial to say negative about Nathan. And I definitely know there's people in this industry who would say that about me. And that's absolutely fine. I want you to know it's fucking on every day of the motherfucking week. And you know me, I will pull up at your motherfucking house where you and your family stay and we can have that conversation off of Twitter. I'm down for the ting all day because I know you lot ain't got it in your fucking minerals to be trying a man like me. So...
Well, it's been a good episode. It's been a great episode.
Hashtag be kind.
Yeah, hashtag be kind. Thanks for coming on the show, Nathan. It's been long overdue, man. Right?
Absolutely. Always a welcome guest in comedy and whenever Mandem are around, Nathan. So thank you very much. Please. Obviously, we know that Let's Talk About Vex is available on YouTube right now. Please get those streams out. Check that out now.
But where else can people find out about your good works, past, present, and future?
All the socials, Twitter, Nathan Caton, Insta, Nathan.Caton, Facebook, Nathan Caton, even TikTok, because I'm trying to cling on to my youth, Nathan Caton Comedian. YouTube, yeah, check out Let's Talk About Vex, that's free, check it out. Yeah, follow me on the socials and you see what I'm doing. I'm always doing something.
Yep. Check it out, guys. It's all good, all nice, and all kind. Thank you very much, Mr. Nathan Caton, who's definitely keeping the name.
You've been listening to Dane Baptiste Questions Everything, hosted by Dane Baptiste and myself, Howard Cohen. For more from Dane and myself, make sure you follow us on Instagram at DaneSnapTeast and at The Howard Cohen. You can now support us on Patreon. Just search DBQE Podcast and unlock ad-free content, and you can watch the full-length video of the podcast. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question for Dane, make sure you send us a DM on Instagram at DBQE Podcast, and we could feature you in our next episode. Thanks for listening, guys. And remember, question everything.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.